Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
We missed you last week. Good to speak to you again.
Yes, I missed you very much. So we're back again.
Now, this is a good email that you've received, because we sort of touched on this topic in a general sense, but this is a really specific example. It's an email that's come through from Cassie about Ruby, who's described as her beautiful six-year-old boxer. And over the years, Ruby's experienced a bit of time on the bed, and now it's time for Ruby to get off the bed, and she cries and wants to come into the bedroom. I'm sure you can help out, Cassie, here.
This breaks my heart, this story, from everybody's perspective. So obviously Cassie and Ruby have a beautiful bond, and Cassie has met somebody, and this new person coming into the world also wants to share this bed, and we've got this little love triangle going on. So I want to break it down a little bit as so that we can repair what's going on. Firstly, Ruby's about 6 years of age, so in the new calculations of comparable dog age, Ruby's about a 52-year-old little lady. She's a boxer, so she has very little fur, and we're currently living in Bendigo, which is freezing of a night time. So these are some of the dynamics. She's always slept on the bed, and when she sleeps on the bed with Cass and her partner, Ruby likes to sleep in the middle, which would suggest to me that there's a lot of relational stuff going on as well. Now, first of all, Ruby doesn't know anything different. She's always been there. That's always been the way that they've rolled. Dogs are incredibly social animals. So if Ruby was living with four other dogs, they'd probably be all curled up together. It's part just like with us. There's an intimacy to it. There's a safeness about it. There's a connectedness about it. So Ruby's always had that with Cass. And that's a very important dynamic, as important, I think, as food and water. Also, there's lots of change going on. Now, even though we're talking about what's happening in the bed, I can imagine that Cass and her partner are now going out for dinner and they're doing different things, and even when they're together, they're probably more focused on each other than just this dynamic of Cass and Ruby. So Ruby's probably feeling a lot of grief about that disconnection of relationship. And that's not, it's not a nice thing for Ruby, but this happens with life. You know, we move into different stages. People that were, absolutely priorities in one stage might lessen and quicken a little bit. That's the nature of life. And it happens with dogs as well. So she's probably feeling grief. She's probably feeling confusion. There's probably a lot of that going on. And she's probably feeling a sense of being replaced, because I would imagine that when the partner stays over, that's the only time Ruby has to get off the bed.
Yes.
And when the partner's not over, Ruby's back on the bed. So in a way, it's kind of confusing.
Yes.
And it's all being associated with this new partner.
How are you going to fix the problem, Joe?
It's a very good question. What I would do is I would go to a local pet store and buy a metal crate. I would put the dog bed, a nice, very warm, very connected dog bed, into there. I would put maybe an old T-shirt of mine with my scent on it in there as well, so she's got that sense of connectedness, and I would put that right next to the bed to start. I would also, Cass, when your partner's not sleeping over, I would also put her in that crate as well, so she doesn't develop a dislike to the partner. And then we can slowly move that crate out of the room if we have to, or we might be able to do it this way. Otherwise, I would say maybe, Cass, you need to find somebody that's quite okay with dogs sleeping on the bed.
You can't say that, Joe.
I'm only joking. But definitely fixable, but we have to be really sensitive. We have to do it over time, and we have to help Ruby not feel like she's losing something.
Great advice. You've definitely helped out Cassie there. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean.